cannot talk on the mic when you drop it on the floor. Marty, well, we'll do a little check-in list here. And, Mike, I do have you in the top of the list, so we got you checked in there as WB6CLZ. How about WB6CIN? Cindy, are you out there?
Yes, I am, Tom. This is WB6CIN.
All right, Cindy, glad to have you out there this evening. And we have KA6CIA, George, in Lucerne Valley. Are you out there?
Yeah, I'm here. Good evening, Tom. KA6CIA.
All right, George, glad to have you with us this evening. We have a little break here. I'm not sure if they're up here. KE6RJ and KE6QI, Harry and Nancy. Are you out there on Echolink? All right, don't hear them out there this evening. And let's see here. How about AF6ZJ, Zebra Jockey, Guy in Rosemont?
I be present. Evening, Tom. And, the Echolink thing is working now. Got it taken care of. Back to you.
Okay, Guy. Yeah, when we're done with the check-in here, I'd like to just do a quick, chat about that. And I'm glad to see you got it running there. So that's good. All righty. KI6SKN, Chris, are you out there? And nothing heard. All righty. KJ68ZS, Mike and Fonskin.
Good evening, Tom and Annette. This is KJ68ZS. Can't wait to hear the discussion. Hello, everybody.
Hey, Mike, glad to have you out there. Thanks for listening in once again. How about KJ6FIL in Redlands, Mike?
KJ6FIL out here somewhere.
All right, Mike, glad to have you with us this evening. And it's KG6LEF John. San Bernardino there. Are you out there? All righty. Nothing heard there. All right. KJ6KDL, Jim. And KJ6KDK, Rosemary. No Jim or Rosemary. That's unusual. All righty. We have possibly W6MRK from Antigua. Mark, are you out there on Echolink? Pretty, nothing heard there. KJ6DBQ, Peggy.
Good evening, Tom. How are you doing tonight? KJ6DBQ. Hi, everybody.
All right, Peggy, glad you could be out there this evening. And see here, we have W6GZI, Frank, I believe in Irwin Lake. Frank, are you out there? Nothing heard there. I guess we're going to have Mike, you and Cindy are going to have to go wake him up there. KI6IQA, Kelly from Shea Meadows.
Good evening to all, KI6IQA.
Hey, Kelly, glad to have you with us out there this evening. Let's skip over a couple here. K6GVL, Ron from Green Valley, are you out there this evening? Yeah, nothing heard. AD6PL, Harold from Riverside.
Good evening, AD6PL.
Hey, Harold, glad to have you with us once again. KJ6RAY, Ray. And nothing heard. Let's skip How about W6AWL? Mark.
Hey, Tom, we're down here listening to you. Let's have a good evening. W6AWL.
Hey, Art, glad to have you out there. Still a little scratchy out there. I don't know if it's propagation or what's going on there, but glad to see you're in there. So, I don't know if we got these two on Echolink or not from way out there by the river, W6JLM and W6KMM. Ken and Judith, are you out there? All righty, guess not. How about KI6OHN, John? Are you out there this evening? I know, he's studying for his general test. That's not a problem. Let's see here. We have KI6OHI, Yomar, are you out there? Yeah, nothing heard. KI6MAM, Bill and Landers. Yeah, nothing heard there. Yeah, let's see, skipping over these. W6KVC, Gary. Yeah, nothing heard. KD6LN, Boulder Bay Bill.
Just don't try to sugarcoat it there, Sugarloaf Tom. 86, LAN, we're listening.
All right, Bill. Glad to have you out there. Well, let's see here. Moving on to this other sheet here. Let's see. WB6DBZ, Ray. Are you out there? No Ray this evening. Alrighty, KJ6DCK Adam from Garden Grove. Nothing heard. AE6CKV Victor, Santa Fe Springs. And nothing heard. KA6ROD, Rod.
Good evening, everyone. KA6ROD.
Hey, Rod. Glad to hear you out there this evening. Glad you could listen in. KJ6DBS, Leon from AeroBear. And nothing heard. KB6LTY, Christy, Apple Valley. And nothing heard. NQ7RD, Rick from Corona. And nothing heard. KJ6EUZ, John from Corona. Alrighty, and that will conclude the list for this evening. Are there any other guests out there who would like to check in? Please come back to KF6Q.
Yes, WCF.
A little scratchy there. Could you please repeat your call and your name?
My name is Sir, and this is WB6WCO. The name is Ted Tango Echo Delta, located in Running Springs. Have a little bit fixed, distorted, but I can copy you, over.
Okay, roger that. I got WB6, WCL, Ted in Running Springs. Is that correct?
Oh, it's a Whiskey Bravo 6, Launch Charlie Operate. Over.
Alrighty. Good deal. Ted, glad to have you with us out there. Anybody else, guests or visitors for the evening? Alrighty, we had two people in there, and could only pick up the last one of Arrowhead, Lake Arrowhead. Please come back with a call and your name, and then we'll get the other gentleman that was also in front there. All right, Bill, Lake Arrowhead at KJ6, Lima, Juliet, Foxtrot, is that correct?
Roger.
Glad to have you with us tonight there, Bill. There was another person in there also. Please come back.
Name is George, KJ6, GGQ, Wrightwood.
All right, George from Wrightwood, and that's KJ6. George Tango, Quebec, is that correct?
George, Quebec, GGQ.
All right, Roger that. Glad to have you with us this evening. Appreciate that. Anybody else out there, guests or visitors, like to check in?
NQ7RD, Rincon Corona.
KJ6BNW, Brian, Lucerne Valley.
Okay, Rick, got you in there. Actually, probably just coming in a little bit late there on the roll call. Lucerne Valley, also, please repeat the call.
KJ6BNW, Kilo Juliet 6, Bravo November Whiskey, Brian, Lucerne Valley.
Hi, Brian. Hey, glad to have you with us this evening. And Rick, glad to see you out there. Might have been somebody else in there also. Please come back.
Mike, Golf Hotel.
All right, MGH. Prefix, and what's your name?
Kilo Juliet 6. Name is Earl.
All right, Earl. Glad to have you out there. Anybody else, guests or visitors for the evening, please come back to KS6Q on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater.
WA6ARC, Palm Springs.
E6TV, Grand Terrace.
All righty. Coming across there faster than I can write. I have to get a little recorder going here. WA6ARC, Palm Springs. Is that Steve?
That's Steve, all right. Hi, everybody, from the Low Desert.
Hey, Roger that. And had another one there from Grand Terrace. Please come back.
E6TV, David Hunt, Grand Terrace.
Arnie, was that AE6TV, Quebec?
Alpha Echo 6, Tango Victor.
Arnie, got you in here. I believe the name was Hans, and got you checked in. Anybody else out there, has somebody kind of in the noise, please come back.
KJ6KDL, checking in a little late.
Okay, Jim, got you in here. Still got somebody out there trying to get through. Really hard getting you through the repeater. Please try again. Okay, Roger that. Last call. Any guests or visitors, please come in now. All right, Roger that. Well, welcome everybody this evening. Glad to have you with us. And we're going to be talking about the ISS in a minute. Real quick there, though, Mike, WB6CLZ, what's happening, if anything, out there on the HF bands? Sunspots, any good contacts, 40 meters, 80 meters, or pulsal meters, whatever? Mike, please come back, WB6CLZ.
KF6Q and Tech Tuesday Group, WB6CLZ. Well, nothing exciting as it's been for a while. Worked a couple of Japanese stations the other day on 17 meters. Nothing really exciting. I haven't been spending a lot of time first of the month, so we're busy with our lighting maintenance business. Sunspots up a little bit last couple of days, but down into the 20s again, so nothing phenomenal, just kind of business as usual. Hopefully, you know, we'll get some more sunspots at F2 layer, get ionized a little bit. We'll all be working all kinds of DX on 10 meters here, but that has not been the case in the past week or so. WB6CLZ, back to net control.
Okay, Mike, just as a reminder to everybody out there, if you're on the, repeater here, on a 2-meter repeater, and if you've got a tech license only, that 10-meter band, you have the frequencies handy there, Mike. There's a little section there that techs can work on single sideband. So, pretty cool there. Do you have that handy?
I do. I believe that is 28300 to 28400. But I don't have it handy, but that's just from memory. Or, I'm sorry, 28300 to 28500. But I'll go grab the sheet, and if I'm wrong, I'll come in later and correct myself.
Okay, Roger that. And we did do a little thing on CW Morse code here a few weeks back. Another reminder there, 80 meters, 40 meters, and 15 meters, three different bands, lower ham bands there. For CW, technician class has the same operating area as general. So you're out there if you want to ever work on that, and we're going to try to get a group together up here on that. Kind of cool. Good stuff. Good stuff to know. So, all righty, Mike, real quick, ISS, the International Space Station. Did you find some hams up there? From what I can find out there, that most of the astronauts and cosmonauts are ham operators. Is that correct?
That's correct, Tom, and I'll get to that in a second. I have a correction. It's from 2800 to 28500 that tech licenses can use, and the lower band, lower portion of the band, 2800 to 28200 is CW and data. You've got beacons 28.2 to 28.3, and then you can actually use sidebands. I believe it's up to 200 watts from 28.3 to 28.5. And if conditions get a little better than what they are, that's a worldwide band. Reset. Okay, well, right now, from the information that I could gather with my computer that's faltering because I only have dial-up, I, for some reason, I've lost my Wi-Fi, we have Alexander, Russian, U8MIR. We have Oleg, who is another Russian, RN3FU. We have Catherine from the United States, his KC5Z Tango Hotel. Paolo, I believe he's from Italy, IC0JPA. And then we have Russian has their own call sign for, you know, just the Russian portion of the space station up there. USA has their own call sign, NA1SS. German has their own call sign. So, yeah, quite a bit of activity going on. And during daytime passes, they are there. And if they have time, they will actually answer calls from down on Earth. WB6CLZ back to KF6Q.
This is KF6Q with Tech Tuesday Net, 1900 hours every Tuesday on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater and the group here. From what I understand also there, Mike, that they really love getting in contact with schools as a demonstration and whatnot, and they actually schedule a lot of these events. I think AMSAT.org has a lot of this information. Now, I think it'd be pretty cool just to hear the QSO, let alone to be able to do one alone. That's probably going to like wishing for, I don't know, the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, because there are so many people trying to contact the hams up there, and they only have a certain time when they can do this. So if you don't contact anybody right away and you're trying to do this, don't give up, because eventually it probably will happen. We reset.
LCS.
Hey, there's a man that I'm going to put him on our normal check-in list here. Clint, I don't know if you're going to listen up every Tuesday, but I believe that's K6LCS in Mural, Loma, my old hometown. You're the man. Tell us what you know. Go ahead. We're going to pass it off to you just for a bit.
Oh, no, I was just scanning and heard the word AMSAT. And, I am the AMSAT area coordinator for this region, and we have almost 600, about 585 contacts between schools and the space station as it goes over. Just last week, we had a successful pass with San Diego Elementary School, Adobe Bluff Elementary School. But yeah, if they're available, of course, amateur radio is not a priority, but if they're available, they will monitor the VHF simplex frequency for us.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks for that information, Clint. And, Clint, you have a website of your own and a lot of good information there. We did discuss, actually, some of the LEOs last week. I don't know if you're out there at that point in time. And some of your work. So you want to go ahead and give everybody your website address, and they can probably find a lot of information there, too, also. Go ahead.
Well, thanks. I've been up to Big Bear a couple times to give my presentation, and the website is worksat.com. Work, W-O-R-K, hyphen, sat, S-A-T, .com. And you'll find everything you need to know there to work the little LEOs, VHF, UHF mode, with your handheld radio. Just improve the antenna a little bit.
Roger that, Clint. Yeah, I'm still using the one that you picked up for me, what was that, in 2009, I think, when you did the last demonstration, I recall. Excellent demonstration, too, by the way. Pretty cool. As I recall, you had a little app running, some kind of little, not an iPhone or iPad, but a little device there kind of helped you know when it's coming over the horizon and all that good stuff. And that worked out pretty accurate, doesn't it?
The, all the modern programs take the Keplerian data from wherever you want. And if you're going to work the LEOs, update it at least once a month. If you're thinking of working a space station, update your Keplerian data every week because the space station is maneuverable. They have to avoid something, and they've had to do that a couple times. But that's the only data, that's the only orbit that will really change a little bit on you. But yeah, the FM birds are all polar passes, so it's either south, north, north, south. And you pick a 10, 15, or 20 degree or better elevation, and you'll hear it and then be able to work it.
Roger that. Yeah, I almost worked Hawaii. It was a low pass, heard the QSO, and just couldn't break in, but there was a gentleman in the afternoon. It was pretty awesome. But I didn't give up. I just ran out of time. So many satellites, so little time, as they say, right? Anyway, well, good deal, Quint. Appreciate that. Maybe you can do another demo for us this summer up here. It was fantastic the last time. And I think the time you were up here last, we were pretty fortunate. We also had a pass of the ISS going over right after that. Of course, you can see it when it's just the right time of day with the sun shining and, you know, reflecting off of that. So that was pretty awesome. But really appreciate that, Clint. Love what you do out there promoting that communication. Pretty cool.
Now, did you already talk about the space, the SUTSAT-2 or the ARISS-AT-1 project that's going to be pushed out of the space station next week?
No, roger that. The one they're going to launch, please come back with some info on that. That's pretty cool. Appreciate if you'd share that with us.
All right, what's going to be SUTSAT-2 to follow 2007's, 2008 SUTSAT-1? But we lost the Russian space suit. So it's a physical, it's an asynchronous satellite, it's an asynchronous amateur satellite that is on the space station now, and they're set to deploy it on February 16th. If you get QST Magazine, February issue has the band plan. If you don't get a QST Magazine, go to my website and grab the band plan. There's all sorts of modes, all sorts of things happening on that bird. It should last, hopefully, between 3 and 5. It should be good for us for 3 to 5 months.
Hey, roger that. Now, are they going to going to have to deploy that also, not in a polar orbit, but an orbit similar to the one of the space station.
Hey, there's a question I don't know. I haven't paid that much attention. I don't know. That's a great question. I just know that the KEPS, the KEPS data right now is in the space shuttle. But you're correct. They can't put it in any other orbit than just to follow what they're in. So it might be an east to west type of an orbit. Follow my website, which has links to the info from ARISS on that. That's a great question. Boy, I'm embarrassed. You got me.
Well, I know that to actually go from the orbit they're in, and I got a little data here on the ISS, other than the fact that it kind of varies between 350 to 340 miles out as it's circling around there. Don't know how fast it's going, but I'm going to say it's going awfully quick. About 91 minutes between orbits as far as going around the Earth. And I think that's pretty close to a lot of LEOs. I'm not going to say exact, but about an hour and a half ballpark number, not just shot from the hip of that. So I would say, it's like making a right turn doing 15,000 miles an hour is very hard to do, so it's probably going to follow the same orbit. Back to you, Quinn.
Great question, and I'll make sure I cover it on my ARISS AP1 page of my website. Good thinking there. Okay, I need to run in. Replacing hard drives in the machine. But I just heard AMSAT and want to say hi and appreciate you getting the word out also. Thanks so much. LCF-73.
Okay, Quint, thanks for the guest visit. That was really unexpected, but helped a lot of people out there. Alrighty. As a lot of you know, or maybe some of you don't know, there are lights on the space station, but not lights that we're going to see from here. When you do happen to catch it at night, and it also does happen once in a while in the morning, same reason. It's the sunlight before the sun comes up or after the sun goes down, reflecting off of that. And it's getting pretty big. If you keep building onto it and adding stuff, it's a pretty good size. So it's a pretty big, bright, white light going across the sky. I think a lot of us out there have seen that one time or another. However, just to point out something, that it passes across our area right here an average of about 7 to 8 times a day in a 24-hour period. Let me reset.
Okay.
Yeah, KF6Q here with the Big Bear Lake Amateur Radio Club repeater. On Tech Tuesday, every Tuesday at 1900 hours. I'll get it out. Don't worry there. Yes, Mike, go ahead.
I don't think it was mentioned, but if anybody's going to be down in the Fullerton area, my old radio club that I grew up with, the Fullerton Radio Club, Clint will be giving a presentation next Wednesday at 7 p.m. At the Fullerton Senior Center with the Fullerton Radio Club on his working amateur satellites with your HT. Probably a very interesting session to catch if you're going to be down in the area. This is WB6CLZ back to KF6Q.
Okay, Mike, and as we are right now, let's take a little break and ask for questions. Anybody out there with a question or more information, please come back. The KF6Q and WB6CLZ here.
GGQ, George, could they give that date and time at Fullerton again? KJ6, DGQ.
Got it, Tom?
I don't have that. Go ahead, Mike.
That is at 7 p.m. next Wednesday evening at the Fullerton Senior Center. That's 340 West Commonwealth Avenue in Fullerton. And you may be able to look that up on QRZ, the call sign database. They have that right in there. Also, Clint has a number here, or you can email Clint at clint@clintbradford.com. but it's 7 p.m. on next Wednesday evening at the Fullerton Senior Center, 340 West Commonwealth Avenue in Fullerton. Hopefully that helps.
All right, George. Hopefully that helped everybody else out there in case they didn't get it the first time. And if you do happen to go there or want to get a little more information, as we had mentioned in the past, well, actually last week, if it's a really good pass, and when I'm saying that, I'm saying pretty close to 30, 40 degrees above the horizon, you can pick that up from an HT, the QSOs, if you're hooked into the right frequency. So Clint has a lot of information there on programming those frequencies in. Really works really well with a JSU-FT60. Pretty neat. They work well as a dual bander because of the two different frequencies. There's one that transmits down on and one that you transmit up on. So anyway, that works good. And I'm not sure if he's going to have time to show everybody at his presentation about that, but good information. Well, anyway, back to the ISS. Let's see, Mike, I got a little bit of printed information here. Let me reset. As I see here, also, there are quite a few different modes that they transmit from the ISS. And I would say that there's a couple of different frequencies here, actually quite a few. Now, I got this information. Where did I get this information? Good question. There is a lot of this information. I'm sorry, AMSAT, of course. And I'm sure also Clint would be able to update anybody on this too. I'm sure his email address is there on his website. So that's great information too. So as they do a lot of contacts, scheduled contacts with different schools, like you said, there was, 588 they've done so far. The great part about that is just listening in. Even if you had a group together, especially if you had a group of kids together, who can actually may not be able to participate in the QSO, but even just hearing it going on is pretty awesome. So, anyway, Mike, anything to add to that as we move ahead?
Actually, I think you've got a lot better handle on the ISS than I do, but I'm trying to look for stuff to see if I can come up with something that we might add to that, but not at this time, WB6CLZ.
Yeah, I do see here that they even do slow scan TV on the 2-meter band, downlink of 145.8. That might be pretty cool. And they do a little FM voice repeater work. Uplink, downlink frequency here. Pretty cool. Not too far off from what the other satellites are working between the 440 band and the 2-meter band. So a lot of neat stuff here to listen in on, too. Now, as far as when does it go overhead? Good question. AMSAT has a great little area of it. Free tracking. The whole thing is free for up to about 3 hours. It'll plot any of the LEOs or single sideband radio types or whatever. It gives you dates and times, horizon things, and you just tell it where you're at. So a very good way to find out when the ISS is coming over. It could be going over at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You wouldn't see it, but you could be able to listen in. So anyway, good information. Anybody else out there like to add anything to that or any other questions, please come back.
Yes, Tom.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mike, WB6CLZ again. Well, after just taking the extra exam, I know that amateur satellites and not particularly the ISS, but there are several questions on the exam. So if this is something that you're interested in, it's an easy couple of questions answered if you want to take that test.
Okay, Roger that. Well, that's good to know, too. So, now, as far as the other satellites, too, as we do have Field Day coming up. This is February, but guess what? June gets here quicker than what we want to think about. course, if we're looking at cold weather, we want that to happen quickly anyway up here. typically, and I haven't reviewed the rules this year, but there's 100 points credit on field day for contacting or doing a contact on one of the satellites, so that's pretty cool. It's a quick 100 points if you're with a group out there and want to get involved in that. Also, let me reset. Well, I got good info there, too, on how to set up for that as far as antennas and things like that. So, anyway, Mike, real quick, what do we have in store coming up this spring? We had about 3 antenna workshops, got a late start last year. Unfortunately, the third one was a snow out, and I think there was only a few of us there. So, but let's see, as soon as the weather warms up, we'll be doing some more. What do we got cooking there? So maybe some more HF antennas and get into the Yagis this year. Back to you, Mike.
I think we can handle 2 or 3 of those. I think that maybe on request we would repeat, maybe put a couple of the J-Pole and possibly the little quad workshop together. Definitely some HF stuff going on, and you know, we've got a lot of area to cover, so, yeah, I think we could probably squeeze 2, 3, maybe even 4 of those in.
Okay, roger that. Yeah, I know we really didn't get a chance to explore home-built Yagis. We did a quad. You did a quad there. Worked really good. Excellent. I believe that's now the property of KJ6KDL, probably sitting in his garage. But, hey, this is not weather to be putting up antennas, that's for sure. Anyway, and the big thing there is, of course, why would you want to build a homemade antenna? Well, real simple, you can save one heck of a lot of money, and yes, it will work just as well. It's just a matter of a little knowledge and skill, and that's what we're going to help everybody out with. Materials list is minimal. Actually, doesn't take a lot. And I think, Mike, there's a lot of stuff out there. There's even antennas made from, what, coat hangers? Is that correct?
A little bit narrower in frequency than something made out of tubing, but I like to tell the story about the first Super Bowl. My neighbor and I made an antenna out of coat hangers so we could actually see the Super Bowl in San Diego from the beautiful city of Anaheim. This is WV6CLZ with KF6Q Friday.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I think even, for the directors and reflector on a Yagi, it does not matter if they're skinny. I think the main thing is the driven element, and that's for the bandwidth. So it's pretty typical there, little savings. And essentially, of course, if it's made commercially like that, you know that they're saving money. That's what they're doing. So I think they still work fine. Well, anyway, good deal. We're going to, like I say, we'll explore that. And a lot of stuff we're going to do, too, with feed lines and whatnot, checking out stuff. And if we do one of these, once we get a session started, bring, if you got an old chunk of coax that you're not too sure about, bring it in. We have an analyzer there. We can check it out. And if you've got doubts about it, that it may be or may not be good, we can answer that question for you real quick. So that'll be kind of handy for a lot of people. And, of course, if we're lucky, Cindy might have some cupcakes there. Back to you, Mike, real quick.
You know she will have cupcakes or cinnamon rolls or something like that. Yeah, she loves to make those things. I love to eat them, but I just can't eat that many, so we'll have to share them around.
Okay, roger that. Well, anyway, is there anything else you'd like to add? It's getting close to 8 o'clock. It's about 20 till, quarter till, so we'll start closing the net down. Is there anybody else out there? Well, Mike, go ahead first. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think we're good. I think we've, again, scratched the surface, and if anybody has questions, that's where we'll add something. But otherwise, we've kind of scratched the surface on ISS, on satellite communications, and basically, that's where we're at.
Okay, Roger that. And it's a lot of fun. It's another method of working ham radio. And, of course, all the satellite work like that. Hey, guess what? Technician class is all you need to do that stuff. So that's pretty cool. And you get down to the HF bands. I don't think there's a lot down there, but, you know, anyway, you're good all the way down with 6 meters is good. A lot of good stuff there, so. Alrighty, well, anybody out there with any questions or comments or suggestions, please come back to KF6Q.
VHM.
Go ahead, VHM.
Just a late check-in. I've been listening to the whole net. I was outside helping my son put brakes on his girlfriend's car, so I just got in. I was able to hear everything. I'll go to the WorkSat.com page and learn some more. Appreciate it. Sounds like a real good net tonight. I'd like to say 73s to everyone, and catch you next time. K6VHM, Frank and Woodcrest.
Okay, Frank, hey, glad to have you out there. Yeah, I got your name checked on here, so you're good to go. Yeah, brakes, isn't that fun? Boy. Alrighty, anybody else out there with any comments or suggestions or questions? Please come back.
I have a handheld. I don't know how to do it, how to run.
Alrighty, I barely copy you there, but from what I can hear there, you've got a handheld, and you're hooking it to an outside antenna, and you just want to make sure how to ground it or whatever else is necessary. Is that correct?
Yeah, I have a handheld, and I'm thinking about getting an outside antenna, and I don't know how to set it up and ground it. Can you help?
Yes, I can. And, Mike, anything to add on this? Just back me up here in a second. First off, if you haven't purchased an antenna, a J-pole is really good. A couple things about the J-pole. Number one, they're pretty easy to come by. Also, you can build one, but if they're, they do have them at HRO, pretty reasonable. Also, the nature of the J-pole, it is inherently grounded by the way it is, its structure. So if you have a J-pole mounted to any type of a mast and ground the mast, I would say take the mast down to, if you have a ground rod, great. Anything else that would tie to the electrical grounding also will work, but if it has its own ground rod or device like that, that would be great. And other than that, I don't know what else to add. Mike, anything you can add to that?
Roger. Well, J-pole is at ground potential, so obviously that takes care of that. If you purchase one, like Radio Shack, I'm in favor of Radio Shack disc cone antenna, very broadband, good from 6 meters to 1,200 megahertz on receive, and a little bit narrower on transmit, but it works well. Omnidirectional, not a heck of a lot of gain, but up in the air, it'll get your signal out. Also, just a regular ground plane antenna. Generally, if you purchase the antenna, you know, HRO, Radio Shack, wherever, it will have grounding information on it. And at VHF frequencies, always use better quality coax, LMR 100, RG8U, similar to that. Tom, you want to add to that?
Yeah, well, the coax thing, that's important. RG58 or RG8X, well, no, just forget RG8X. Boy, that's good for HF frequencies. Very, very bad for VHF. Either one of those, I mean, you can use them. However, you would have to keep the length very short. I'd say less than 10 feet. It's fine for doing an install in a mobile where you're just running from an antenna outside to inside. Pretty good size losses if you're getting like to 25 to 50 feet. And if you're moving an antenna from outside or you're bringing a signal in from outside to inside, you can be at 50 feet in length without even knowing. It's so easy because it's the time you get off the roof, around the house, in the house, you're there. So recommend RG8U. Very good. And LMR 400 good. It's also good. They're pretty comparable. There are better coaxes, but I wouldn't go with anything less, so that's important. So go ahead. If does that help with your question there, go ahead.
Very helpful. Thank you very much.
More info.
Okay, appreciate that. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, that's basically the basic antennas. Diamond, I know, has some good vertical gain antennas, and, you know, you can go up from there, but what we basically described is basic starter-type antennas, and then, you know, you can go upwards from there, and the sky's the limit. Back to you, Tom.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, of course, that would definitely be the truth of the matter right there. Those are basic starters. You go up, they cost more, and you can get... you get way out there, so good point there, Mike. Alrighty, anybody else out there? Any questions or suggestions or comments? Go ahead, please. Alrighty, well, we'll be on the net here, or excuse me, on the frequency here for a little bit after the net anyway, but... Mike, I think that'll do it for this evening, and I do appreciate everybody out there that's checked in, everybody else out there that's just listening in. That's fantastic. Glad to have people out there listening. Don't have to check in, just listen. That's great. Appreciate it. Any other comments or suggestions? If you think of something later on after the net or next week, before next week, or this weekend, whenever, drop an email to Mike at WB6CLZ, that's WB6 Charlie Lima Zulu, at ARRL.net, or myself, KF6Q, that's Kilo Foxtrot 6 Quebec, at ARRL.net. And we'll try to answer your question either on the air, or if it's urgent, we'll send you an email back. Any suggestions, too, just send us an email, so... Appreciate that. All right, closing the net here. Let's see, QST, QST, QST. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q, acting as net control for the Tech Tuesday net. Closing the net at 1900 hours, 49 minutes, and returning the repeater to normal use. Thanks to the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater, and thanks to everyone out there for listening in and participating, and hopefully you can join in with us again next week. This is KF6Q. It'll be clear and monitoring.
Any question?
WG6 to BCO.
Okay, FIL Mike. And there was somebody asking you there, but go ahead, Mike.
I had a question on what was the frequencies for ISS again? I know it was, I think down was 2 meter, up was 70 centimeter, and I can't remember the frequencies now.
LCS.
Wow, I was just getting ready to look them up. I got them here, but that's fantastic. Go ahead, Quinn.
The crossband repeater is down. It's been down for almost 18 months. It's a Kenwood TMD-700, so crossband repeat is down. Go to my website, work-sat.com, SAT.com, and go to the best source for what's happening with the ISS. It's a dorky website name. It's called the ISS Fan Club, but on the right-hand column, it'll show you what is happening right now, what the last contacts were, on what frequencies. That's the best source of information for ISS contacts. Go to my site and then go to the link to the ISS Fan Club, and that's the best source for frequency info. It's up to the moment.
And KF6Q?
Yeah, okay. I don't have access to a computer and that. I was just kind of curious because I thought I had it in my radios, and I haven't been able to hear ISS, and Oh, God, got quite a while now. I usually catch them coming over California, and I haven't heard them for a few months now. Okay, I guess it's down, so thank you much. KJ6FIL.
Yeah, roger that. A little fuzzy in there, but go ahead.
Hey, Tom, how are you doing? Well, I guess the net's gone. Anyway, WB6WCO. The name's Ted. Tom, I got a quick question. Maybe somebody can help me with. And hopefully I can phrase this and word this correctly. On a Class A, a Class B, a Class AB, or C amplifier, as far as efficiency is concerned, is that directly related?
get the best signal, the efficiency really suffered on that, less than 50%, way down. So anyway, there's a lot of good info out there, and if you'd like, we'll make a little mental note here, and maybe we can do a whole Tech Tuesday on it, possibly even next week.
Well, Tom, God bless you, man. Thank you, because I'm looking at the cutoff region, saturation region, and a lot of people are like, man, what is this cell getting into? Well, it's kind of a bit of this, you know, understanding exactly how this works and the classification. What is the classifications of Class A and stuff like that? That would be a pull of that, dude. I think a lot of people will try to conform it from the tech on up to the extra class. If you could put that together, I personally would sit and listen, definitely. Tom, I won't tie up your time. God bless you, and thank you very much, and the rest of the men, the rest of the folks out here. WB6WCO, Ted, up in Morning Spring. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Ted, yeah. You know what, and I think it'd be a good thing, too, we can dig up some of the newer classifications that have come across, say, in the last 30 years. A lot of those are based on newer, I'm going to just say, MOSFETs. I know the old transistors and tube amps did do good, still do good, actually. And nostalgia or whatever, they're great things to refurbish or build or design. A lot of the design is not that hard. It's more physical than electronics. It's a physical thing, getting the tubes to cool off or getting adequate ventilation or heat sinking the transistors or making sure you have drive protection so they don't get overdriven, things like that. It's more of a, I always remember, I built one in high school, tube amp, and it was more of a mechanical thing, putting everything together in the right place. So there's another ham we have out there, WA6MQF there, drops in once in a while. Maybe we can get him in there because he's an avid tube amp builder, and it'd be great to have him as a guest. So, all right, you take care, WB6WCL, if I got that right. Ted, Running Springs, and KF6Q, the testing guy. Okay, roger that. Might have had a double, or it was just really, really fuzzy.
KF6Q, K6LCS.
K6LCS. Yes, Quinn, go ahead.
The gentleman needing, he said he had a handheld, wanted to put an outdoor antenna. Is he up there, or is he down here? Do you know?
Oh, we have people, I guess we could call out, see if he's still out there. We have people all over the place checking in. I do not know. Well, I guess we can call out there. A gentleman who had a question on the antenna for your HT. Please come back.
Yeah, this is LJF coming back to you.
All right, go ahead, Clint.
Yes, sir. Are you up in the Big Bear area, or what's your what city are you in, sir? This is K6LCS. My name is Clint.
It's LJF. I'm up in the Lake Arrowhead area, 5,500 feet to the west end of the Lake Blue Jay.
All right, very good. You'll find a reference person up there. There's a bunch of great people in this club, in the Big Bear Club. And you'll get assistance up there. If you were down here... down here in the lowlands, I was going to offer to come over and get some stuff done, but you'll find someone up there very helpful, and you'll get yourself on the air. Something just simple, just think of a little bit of elevation and outside the window, or even something hanging in a window facing where you want to transmit. Yes, anything better than the -2 or -3 dB gain from that standard little rubber duck we get. All right, sir, good luck. You'll find someone up there. Someone's going to come back to you and get you help. K6 LCM. Thank you, Net Control.
Okay, roger that. And, yeah, George, if you need any more information or if you'd like, drop me an email if you can. at KF6Q or Kilo Foxtrot 6 Quebec and at ARRL.net. And any other questions, just send me an email and we'll put some stuff together and help you out there too. So there's a couple of people we know in Arrowhead. I myself are in Sugarloaf, Big Bear area, but got a lot of people down there between Running Springs and Lake Arrowhead. So not a problem. And please listen in again next week. Thanks, Clint. Appreciate that.
Yeah, if a J-pole will do it for him, don't buy one. I've got some James J-poles that are available for you, Jeff. We'll meet somehow and get it to him. But if a J-pole will do it, let me know. A copper J-pole, K6LTS.
Okay, fantastic. Appreciate that a lot. So, alrighty. Good deal. KF6Q, and of course we did close the net, but still taking questions. So I'll be right here standing by.
Ryan.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, believe it or not, I'm actually studying one more. One problem that I'm having, though, is they use a lot of abbreviations that I'm not familiar with, and I've looked, and I don't know where else to look. Is there somewhere that gives the what all these abbreviations mean?
Yes. Well, you could probably Google them, but they could be abbreviations. Depends. If it's not ham radio, it could be for anything. Make a list and then run them off. And anything that comes to your mind right now, I mean, you have questions, we have answers.
I think I found a place where I can get the Q code or the list of all the Q codes, but some of the terminology I'm going to say is like NWIS. They're asking questions I've already run across three or four questions that have that, those abbreviations in it. I have no clue what they're talking about.
Okay, that would be N. As in November, V, Victor, I is Ink Dot, S, Sierra. NVIS is Near Vertical Incident System something. I forget. Mike, you remember what the full thing is there? Anyway, referring to, I'm sorry, Near Vertical Incident Skywave. And what it means is that you're transmitting almost straight up. And that's because it's near vertical. Incident, sky wave. CB was that way. And that's why CB 5/8 waves antenna were good. They cap off that top and let it go a little more horizontal than straight up. So there's an answer to that one.
Okay, well, that'll help me with those questions. You don't know any place offhand where I can go so that would have like a glossary or some place where I can maybe make a copy of it and look these things up.
Oh, golly, I got to tell you, there's almost definitely that information's on the ARRL website. I don't know exactly where. A lot of the abbreviations you'll find there. And if you take one of those abbreviations in conjunction with ham radio, you will probably come up with a definition there. Whatever the definition, the abbreviation is, and the words ham radio, and possibly wiki, as in Wikipedia or whatever. And I'll bet you donuts, dollars, that you will probably be able to get an answer on most of those. But other than that, write it down. We'll help you out right here.
Okay. Yeah, I was just going to go in and see if there was some place to copy them down so that when I came to the question, they can look it up and at least understand or hopefully understand what, you know, what the question was about, and go from there. So, all right, thanks, Tom. Talk to you later.
Hey, Bill. Glad to see you are studying. That's fantastic. By the way, it was almost dark 30 when I left Mike today, so be moving that stuff off the trailer tomorrow. Anyway, if you come across those, jot them down. If you can't find them, or if you still don't get a good explanation of what it's about, drop it. Put them in an email. Trust me, I went through all that stuff. It's been a little while ago, but you know, I'm sure you can come up with an answer on what all those mean. I can pretty much guarantee you that. So, good deal. Well, good luck. KD6LAN, KF6Q.
Okay. What time do you want to start in the morning?
When it warms up. I don't know, maybe I'm thinking, let's see, first cup of coffee, 8 o'clock. Yeah, 8:39, whatever.
All right, I'll give you a shout. Talk to you later. 86
LAN. Hey, Bill, thanks a lot. Appreciate that. KF6Q, we're clear, and we're standing by.
WB6CL is out here.
So? I know, that's cruel. Sorry. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Well, unusual. Anyway, a couple of things, and I didn't get this out there, I just remembered it. That buddy of mine over in Orange has got a Henry 2K amplifier that he's trying to sell with extra tubes for $400, and, you know, that's not a steal, but it's a pretty good price on that thing.
I might be interested in that sales, huh?
Just email me, wb6clz at arrl.net, and I'll get you the info.
I got you, brother. I don't think there's too many wb6 calls out there anymore.
I've had this since 64. Okay. Well, I'm kind of out of here, but yeah, email me that and I'll get that to you. Okay, back to you, Tom.
Okay, roger that. Yeah, that's the easiest way to make an amp. Buy it. Ah, goodness. Oh, there's a lot of good stuff out there, and if you can start looking at one that's already running, it's good. Sounds good, Mike. Appreciate that info.
Well, we're going to shut her down. I got to get up early in the morning. It looks like I'm going to get stuck with working tomorrow and Thursday. So we're out of here. Hey, nice bat, Tom. We'll catch you a little bit later, KF6Q, and whoever else is left on the side, WB6CL, that is QRT, 73's on.
Okay, Mike, I think it's kind of rather unusual. We always decide that we're going to keep the net closer to between 30 and 45 minutes, and it generally goes an hour plus, so, but that's okay. There's a lot of people out there listening, get a lot of questions answered, that's what it's all about, so. Alrighty, WB6, WCL, Whiskey Charlie Lima, I believe, Ted, Running Springs, going to put you on the list here. Got you down.
So, it's about Whiskey Charlie Oscar at the end, or Charlie Operate, good to hear you, Mike, and the rest of you guys. Man, I love this TACNET. In fact, my wife went down last, 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago or so, Sunday, and passed her extra class to your group and stuff like that, and just a phenomenal group to get there with your group and the AEs and everything involved. And I want to thank all that participated. Thank you very much. My wife's an extra, and
all right, Ted. Yeah, I remember you. Met you there. I was a guy at the far right. bushy mustache, fuzzy red, gray hair. No, silver, that's it, yeah. Glad she passed it. It was fantastic. Glad she came by. And Ted, let everybody else know, in your group out there too, the last Sunday of every month, doing the same thing all over again. And if there's a need, we can always put some people together ahead of time for a special test. Not a problem. So take care, buddy, and appreciate all the compliments. Mike and I both appreciate that. We thank everybody else out there for listening in and participating. It's a big group thing is what it's about. WB6WCO as an Oscar, I believe. Ted, this is KF6Q.
Tom, I want to thank you and the group for putting that together. And in fact, I've got some customers coming up to work. I didn't know that was you. Oh, my goodness. We'll have to get together to have coffee in this weekend. You take care of my friend at 7:30 to you and the rest of the group. Very interesting. And I'm trying to bring some more people and advertise what you guys are up to. Anyway, please take care of what's going to catch a little bit later. WB6WCO with KF6 here.
Roger that. Copy.